In my younger days, I used to subscribe to the government's philosophy that a rising tide lifts all boats. However, after years of public service, I begin to realize that this aphorism only works if all the boats are built the same and are sailing in calm waters. But in reality, only the privileged in society gets to sail in cruise ship. Most ordinary Singaporeans sail in bum boats, and the most disadvantaged and vulnerable in society sail in sampans, right? In the current volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous VUCA times, a rising tide may still leave a cruise ship even in choppy and stormy waters, but will likely overturn some of the bum boats and sink most of the sampans. This is why I'm aligned to the Workers' Party's conviction to advocate for more socially just and equitable policies to address the structural challenges of our bum boats and sampans.
As Silva mentioned, I actually joined the Workers' Party about 5 years ago, right in the thick of the general elections. And I still recall it was not even a week after the results, polling day, where I got the call to move to Sengkang to serve Lewis as his Secretary of Assistance. So it was a very much a trial by fire. I was barely a month into the party, and I was already tasked with running his Meet the People sessions. So it was in this role where I really got exposed to a wide swath of society. It was my privilege to interact with many, many Singaporeans from across all walks of life. Some of them are single parents struggling with juggling health work and their childcare duties. We also have a lot of elderly Singaporeans who are struggling to navigate the complex healthcare system. And most commonly, we see a lot of families who collectively are caught in between, you know, policy gaps, because they're at the margins of society and the existing policies do not serve their unique circumstances. And for every resident that we manage to help, there's also another resident that we cannot really do much for. And every one of these cases left me feeling a little bit trapped by an imperfect system.
One of the reasons why I think I'm able to stand here today is because I was fortunate enough to have had access to quality education. And that's a cause that is very close to my heart. I truly believe that education and knowledge are the keys to social mobility, and that every child, regardless of their background, deserves a fair chance at discovering and nurturing their potential. I also have a strong interest in bilingual education, because Singapore's multicultural identity is one of our strongest assets. In an increasingly complex and competitive world, it's what enables us to connect across cultures, strengthen communication, and foster understanding. I was born in Singapore, but spent part of my childhood in Taiwan, where my mother was from. Growing up in a bilingual and bicultural environment has taught me to be sensitive and open-minded to different perspectives, which I think are qualities that are essential in bridging diverse communities, both within our society and beyond. As for why I chose to join the Workers' Party, I believe that Singapore has reached a stage of civic maturity and that it's time for more diverse, more ground-up voices to be heard in the parliament.
I joined the Workers' Party in 2017 in what I was convinced was my political awakening. The presidential election constitution amendment, with a supermajority in parliament, the ruling party was able to pass the amendment despite the many concerns raised by the opposition MPs. I envision Singapore being a democratic country to have a more balanced political system with opposition representation, because I truly believe nobody, in particular no political party, has the monopoly of wisdom. A good part of my life I dedicated to improving the life of my families, giving them a better head start and helping them pursue their dream as best as I could. After active volunteering with the Workers' Party from 2018, the concerns of fellow Singaporeans, the aspiration of our future generations, And having a team of dedicated party leaders, members, and volunteers working tirelessly on the ground inspired me to step up.